The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Taf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara brings a Mishnah that says the differences between Truman, Bikur, and Maaseh Sheni. The Mishnah says, Truman, Bikur, Chayavim, Al-Misa, V'Chaymish, V'Asurim, L'Zorim, Dehi Nichsei Kayin. Truman and Bikurim are considered Nichsei Kayin. They belong to the Kayin completely. Ma'aser Sheni is not considered Nichsei Kayin. What does it mean that Truman and Bikurim are considered Nichsei Kayin? Taisus brings down, the Gemara says, Bikurim are Nichsei Kayin, you could buy whatever you want. Avodim v'karkois behem b'tmeo. Person's allowed to buy whatever he wants with Bikurim. However, Ma'aser Sheni is not like that. Ma'aser Sheni is not considered Nichsei Kayin. Mishnah Ma'aser Sheni Paragraph Mishnah Zayin that Tosis brings down. Ein loikchin behema tmeo avodim vekarkois nimoyis Ma'aser Sheni. Person is not allowed to take money that has kedushas Ma'aser Sheni and buy behema tmeo or buy avodim slaves or buy karkois and buy land. So Tosis says it's mashma from this Mishnah that these are the only three things that a person is not allowed to buy with money Ma'aser Sheni. But let's say he wants to buy something else. He would be allowed to buy it. Now, partially what he's supposed to do with Ma'aser Sheni, his payers that have Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. You take the Ma'aser Sheni and you pay it, you transfer the Kedusha onto money, and then you bring the money up to Yerushalayim. And once in Yerushalayim, you buy food, and you eat it, Kedushas Ma'aser Sheni. But Taisa says, let's say you don't buy food. You have to go buy Behemet Tmeo, to go buy Avodim and Karka, so that you're not allowed to do. That's what Taisus says. You're not allowed to do. But Taisus says that if you want to go buy Mabushin, let's say, you want to go buy clothing. Clothing is not something that you eat. So Taisus says the Mashmoyis of the Mishnah is that it's fine. The Mashmoyis of the Mishnah is that the only behemoth may have other than karkois, the things they're not allowed to buy with money and Ma'aser Sheni, but to go buy other things. That is not included in the Isser of buying other things from Ma'aser Sheni. Therefore, so Taisus, it's not a problem. So Taisus brings, there's a pasuk in Chumash, when somebody goes up after every 3 years and he says Vili Ma'aser, so he has to make a declaration of certain things that he fulfilled the mitzvahs properly. So one of the psukim say, Loi nesati b'menu l'meis, Ma'aser Sheni, I did not give it, I did not use it for purposes of a meis. Zok the Mishnah in Ma'aser Sheni says, what does it mean, Loi nesati b'menu l'meis? What means I didn't take money Ma'aser Sheni and use it to buy Oroin v'tachrichin. I used it to buy an Oroin for a mace. I used it to buy the different things that a mace needs. So Taisa says, again, I see from this Mishnah that the only Isser of money Ma'aser Sheni is to take money Ma'aser Sheni and buy things for a dead person. To buy clothes for a dead person, tachrich. But to buy clothes for a living person, that's mutter. Taisa says, you don't see anywhere in the Torah where this is also. Later on, Taisus says that the Gemara says it's a klal prat a klal. Certain things you're allowed to buy with money, Ma'aser Sheni. Certain things you're not allowed to buy with money, Ma'aser Sheni. But Taisus says this is not a steer. This is not a steer. And other things, anything else besides for avodah mehem mitzvah and karkois, the person is allowed to buy with Ma'aser Sheni. That is the maskana of Taisus. Now Taisus is only deraisa. It's possible that midrabbanan they ask anything else besides her food. Akoponim in the ikur is a deraisa. Taisus says that the Isser does not apply to Mabushin and other things. Only specific things like Tachrich and Ameis and Behemet Tmei. Now, the Rambam disagrees with Taisus. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni Peregimel Halacha Yud says Lahedja that a person is not allowed to buy anything else with money Ma'aser Sheni Menat Torah except for food. Only food is allowed. Taisus says, the Rambam says, where do we see this? We see this from this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lainisati menu lemeis." I, literally speaking, the pasuk says a person is saying, "I didn't give money for purposes of a meis." Like the Rambam, it's lav dafka. The pasuk doesn't mean that you're not allowed, only not allowed to take things, take money Ma'aser Sheni, buy things for a meis. It means you're not allowed to take money Ma'aser Sheni and use it for anything besides for achila, eating the shtia and drinking the sicha, and rubbing something on your body, like the Gemara says later on, sichas mutar b'Ma'aser Sheni. But other than that, achila and shtia, those are the only things they're allowed to do with money Ma'aser Sheni. So therefore, we see there's a fundamental machloikis between the Rambam and Tosfos how to understand this pasuk. The pasuk says, "Lo nisati menu l'meis." In fact, the Rambam counts it as one of the Tanya Mitzvahs, it's a special lav, specific lav, that you're not allowed to buy anything else besides Sarachila and Shtia. And Tosis disagrees, and Tosis says that this Isser is limited. The Isser is only limited to things that are specifically by a mace, not anything else. Anything else a person is allowed to buy with money, mice is shame. Says the Rambam continues over there, what if somebody went ahead and he did something he wasn't supposed to do? He's supposed to take the money of Ma'aser Sheni and buy food, buy things that he's going to eat or drink. He didn't do that. Instead of buying food, he went ahead and he bought clothing. He bought something else. So he took money of Ma'aser Sheni and he transferred it onto, and he bought, and the Kedusha gets transferred onto these clothing or these other materials that are not edible, things that he can't eat. So the Rambam says, what are you supposed to do now? So the Rambam, Hareza Oichel Kenegda B'Toyres Ma'aser. What he's supposed to do is he's supposed to set aside money that's equivalent to the amount of money he spent buying these other foods, these things that are not foods. And what he does is then he eats it, he eats these, he takes his money and he spends it on food and he eats it, and that's how he, that he has how he successfully takes care of this mitzvah. Now the Rambam doesn't say that somebody's over this Isser and he taka took the money and bought it for a mace or for anything else besides Rachil or Shtiyah. The Rambam doesn't say you get malchus. The Rambam says you have to fix it up by setting aside the money. Now why does the Rambam say you get malchus? If you save a special lav, you should get malchus. So the Ravad says that the Rambam holds that this, that he's oichel connected with Torah's Meiser, is turns it into a lav and it's a glase. The halacha is that the only time you don't get malchus is normally on a lav you get malchus, but if the lav has a nitzik lase, if after somebody's over the lav he has a way to fix up the lav and undo, so to speak, what he did, so then you don't get malchus. So the Rambam said this, that the halacha is that he's supposed to buy food, set aside money that was worth the amount of money that they used to buy other things. The Rambam says that is, in essence, that's a din de eraisa, and that fixes up the problem that he took money ma'aser sheni and he spent it on something that now he can't eat. And that fixes up the problem, and that's a din de eraisa that fixes up the problem. And therefore, the Ravad says that by taking those things and eating them, the Torah's ma'aser sheni, as if they're real ma'aser sheni, that bitaka get kedusha ma'aser sheni min ha-Torah. And that's how you taka misak in the lab. That's in the sheet of the Rambam. Other Rishonim and Tosfos and Kiddushin seem to say that this, that your oichel kenegdoi, that the Mishnah says in Ma'aser Sheni, in the first parak, that you eat the amount of money that you spent on other things, things that you're not supposed to buy, Tosfos and other Rishonim seem to imply that it's only a din derabbanan, it's not a din deraisa. So if it would only be a din derabbanan, so then the chayyush should get malchus. And it's quite possible that according to Tosis you would get malchus. However, we said before, Tosis holds that the leveling sat the men of the mace is talking about one specific case. It's talking about a case where you spent the money for a mace. But if you spend the money on other things, you're not able to laugh. It's not even a problem. Now Torah, it's mutter. It's only also mitzvah rabbanon according to Tosis. So in such a case, you definitely wouldn't get malchus. And then it quite possibly would be that according to Tosis, if somebody taka spent the money or something specifically for a mace, it could be that Tais himself holds that you would get malchus. In this part, that it's clear that you don't get malchus, and your oichel kenegdoi, the Rambam and the Tais is goal shitosa.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.